safety, dignity, money, and even happiness for the sake of a relationship. But I've seen enough. Now, I made it my personal mission to remind women that we need to put ourselves first. I learned this lesson up close and personal watching my single mother manage her dating life. After her divorce, my mother, Mama Love, had plenty of boyfriends, but she refused to take crap from anyone. I remember one time one of her boyfriends, Mr. Herbert, was living with us, and Mama Love found out he cheated on her with Miss Bernice, the Bible study teacher. The next day, his clothes and his Bible were out in the trash. Her philosophy was, no woman has to put up with second-rate treatment. Someone better will always come along. Never be a side dish, Mama Love would say. Always be the main course. It's a lesson I always took to heart. I remember the year my friends and I were all set to graduate from high school. All the girls in my class were losing their minds worrying about who was going to take them to the prom. They were getting together in the rec center after school for powwows and conferences. And they were like, if Jimmy doesn't ask me by the end of Wednesday, I'm moving on to plan B and getting with the cousin of the friend of his brother who's not as cute but has a nicer car. You know, they were schedules, deadlines, backup plans, and emergency ditch plans, you know, if the night didn't go as well. It was ridiculous. I told my friends, you need to worry about yourselves. Focus on your priorities, like how you gonna pay for that prom dress. I don't mean to suggest I didn't have my own share of boy trouble, but back then,